Gents Lewis, happy Canada Day to all of our friends north of the border. Did you pitch on Canada Day ever in Canada?
No, but I did cover a game way back in the mid-2000s that I believe went 19 innings. Did our pregame show at, 12:30, I believe, or early in the afternoon. And the Cleveland Cavaliers had a game that was upcoming in their pre and post. I was going to use the same studio. Well, we had to move our post game to an auxiliary studio because we had been there for 6-7 hours, as the kids would say. Ultimately, the Guardians ended up winning that. Trevor Bauer in relief over our friends to the north.
Wow.
Dave, for those that don't know, it's a big week here for you that celebrate independence. National Day of Canada would be Canada Day here. Back in July 1st of 1867, we all remember when the three separate colonies of the United Canadas, Nova Scotia, and New Brunswick were united into a single dominion within the British Empire. Dave, they would call Canada. That empire will probably rule supreme today when they put on the home reds, and what a spectacle it is as the Blue Jays will take on the Mets in an afternoon affair. Dave, I like some run suppression just in that one. Under 9 at minus $1.29 on DraftKings. Mets are 25-15-3 to the under as a road team, and I think that stays true with the pitching matchup that we will have north of the border. Freddie Peralta and Braden Fisher, I know. Freddie Peralta has been god-awful here the last month, but trust me, it has been inconsistent offense for the Blue Jays, too. Braden Fisher going to be the opener there, and we'll see what Toronto does after that. But in honor of Canada Day, a little tight affair, cagey, as some may say, between the Mets and the Blue Jays later this afternoon.
Five inning Freddie. Let's see if he can give us a little bit more in the tank. Mets with a big win yesterday to get to just 14 games under 500. Been a disaster. You've got some other things that you're looking at here for maybe October for some teams leading their division. You can still get plus money on some of those teams.
Dave, questions for you. Let's put you on the spot. Would you rather take one of the current division leaders at their current odds, if you will, and looking at where the Rays, who currently lead the American League East, plus $1.60, the White Sox still atop the American League Central at plus $1.50, the Rangers, how about plus $1.90 to win the American League West? Or we're not going to give you the Dodgers as a choice. They are about 10,000 to 1 as a favorite to win the West, and they will do that. The Braves, almost a 2-to-1 favorite to win the National League East. Or the Brewers, upwards of minus 425. I ask you, sir, buzz in when ready. Which future would you take at a current price for a current division leader?
Man, I mean, I'd hate to buzz in and take the obvious answer. First of all, off-track betting, OTB, off the board there for the Dodgers. Can't bet that. I mean, I don't see how the Brewers, barring Mizorowski, and again, it's a concern about his innings, if he goes down. But, you know, now that Jackson Churio's back in the lineup, we talked about it here a couple days ago, and they did it again yesterday with the Reds. They just grind out at-bats, figure out ways to win. I can't see them losing that division. So that's the safe play, but let's not do the safe play because nobody wants to lay 425 to win 100, right? They want to get a little bit of bang for their buck. They want some plus money. So where is that going to be? Can we go with the Rays? And look, I know our esteemed producer, Joe Friezo, a big Yankee guy. I don't want to get him on our bad side here, but Jensen, you've talked about this Rays team, that they are a little bit more frisky, I think, than people think, that there's real power in that lineup, but Caminero really could be kind of moving on potentially as an MVP candidate that we're talking about. Aaron Judge is still not back yet. And you hope that the Yankees get right and get healthy and everything looks good, but Cam Schwitler got beaten up yesterday against the Tigers in the boogie down. So all of a sudden at plus $1.60, I don't think anybody in the blind spot's coming. I'm talking about the Blue Jays or the Orioles or the Red Sox. So if it's just handicapping a two-horse race, the Rays at plus $1.60, that might be where I'd hitch my wagon to plus money prices.
Okay. I think that what you'll like too, and kind of in conjunction with our cross-sport parlay ideas we've had from earlier in the week, I did put in last night for VSiN Pro subscribers who have followed along. I did put in a France to win the World Cup, Rays to win the World Series, at a little over 65-1. And again, we all know that I have that Yankees to win the World Series as the final leg on the New York Knicks winning the NBA title at 287-1. So again, another way to make a correlated play. If France do indeed hoist the World Cup, then we will sit on a raised 65-1 World Series ticket. The way they're going right now, that might be some insane value. Okay, speaking of value, Dave, you have mentioned changing places all day today, and it would be apropos that we mention it one more time here on the Daily Diamond. Now, you're not going to like one of the markets, but you may like another market. And so thus I present you at the halfway point of this calendar year in Major League Baseball as far as games played. I just happened to look at the DraftKings most regular season wins and fewest regular season wins markets last night just for some potential value. Now, riddle me this. As you look at some standings and the overall numbers, let's start with the fewest regular season wins. Your New York Metropolitans, 36-50. They are three off the pace of the Colorado Rockies for fewest wins in Major League Baseball. The Royals get trounced again yesterday. Our ticket is dead for them. We have got to sell, and we will do that and try and make some profit. Royals 35-51, two behind the Rockies. And then the Detroit Tigers, who just bludgeoned Cam Schlittler in the boogie down last night. They may be catching some fire, but the number being only four behind the Rockies for fewest wins was one that I just kind of wanted to put in there. We'll discuss that in a moment. Of the three, and I know you have to separate your heart here, would you lean into if the Mets do sell at the deadline, which all indications are that they will, would you want a piece of 16-1 for fewest wins? They've already gotten rid of the manager, so, and we already know that Andy Green is going back to the front office, so it's not like it's an audition to stay there and motivate the troops. What do we think about maybe some value on any of those three teams?
It wouldn't bother me if the Mets did have the fewest wins in Major League. So I've given up emotionally. I've checked out on this team a long time ago. But I don't think I'd play it as a bet. And I'll tell you why. Because they're going to have to trade away some of these pieces, whether it's a Freddie Peralta here that we're talking about now is a very expensive rental. What a disaster that's going to turn out to be. But if you trade some of those guys, right, you're not trading Soto, not with that contract. You got Ewing and Benj already up. You've got young kids. You've got guys like Alvarez that want to prove that he's going to be the catcher of the future, no matter what the rotation looks like. You're going to bring in younger guys. And sometimes when you bring in those younger guys, Jensen, as you well know, you are one of those younger guys. You want to perform. You want to go out there and win and show that you don't need to go get new troops next year. You got them right here. You got rid of the bad apples, so to speak. And I think they could actually, they'll be an aggressive team in the second half, a spunkier team, a younger team that might win a little bit more than this current iteration. And when you still have a Lindor and a Soto in the lineup, Bichette will figure out if they're going to move on from Bo or not. But I think there's still going to be enough talent there. Kansas City would be the one that I'd look at 11-1. Because they have sellable pieces. Certainly the aging guys in the rotation, Jensen. So if you want to move on from Lugos and Wakas of the world, and there's going to be real value for those guys in trade markets here before the deadline, that's a team that I could see that because they don't have enough arms, and I don't know what they would do. You know, obviously, I hope they wouldn't move on from a Cameron or somebody like that, younger guys. But that would be the way that I would see the Royals at 11-1. I think would be a better bet than the Mets at 16-1. And Scooble's interesting at 18-1 if the Tigers trade him. But Jensen, the way they're playing now, and you've made this point here in the Central, it kind of is that division that keeps on giving. I can't imagine they would do that at this juncture.
Yeah, Fangraphs has the Tigers projected for 77 wins. Again, the Rockies at 64, but it was just a year ago, Dave, where I told you at this point, the Toronto Blue Jays for best record at 150-1 feels kind of nice. And boy, they were right there to the thick of the end of it. So we'll see what happens.